Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm looking at formatting and conditional formatting. This isn't about making your spreadsheets look pretty just for the sake of it. Good formatting is about communication. It's about making your data easier to understand, easier to analyze, and easier to act upon. Let me give you an example. Imagine you've got a spreadsheet with sales data. You've got product names, quantities sold, prices, and totals. And all the numbers are there. All formulas are working perfectly. But it's just a sea of data. Everything looks the same. Now imagine that same spreadsheet where the headers are bold. The currency values actually show pound signs or dollar signs or whatever currency you're using. And the dates look like dates rather than weird numbers. And important totals are highlighted. Suddenly, you can scan the spreadsheet and find what you need in seconds. That's the power of formatting. So let's start with the basics. The most common formatting options are in the Home tab of the ribbon. The font, the size, bold, italic, underline, colour, cell background colour, etc., etc. But where Excel gets interesting is in how it handles numbers. Excel has several number formats built in. There's general, which is the default and just shows numbers as numbers. There's number format, which lets you control decimal places. Currency format adds a currency symbol, and you can choose which one. Percentage format, and this is a good one to understand. Percentage format takes a decimal value and multiplies it by 100 and adds a percent sign. So 0.15 becomes 15% and 100 becomes 10,000%. Date and time formats are particularly important. Excel stores dates as numbers behind the scenes. Basically, every day starting from the 1st of January 1900 is assigned a unique number, known as a serial number. Why January the 1st, 1900? Well, that's the first date that Excel recognises. So, the 1st of January 1900 is day 1, the 2nd of January 1900 is day 2, and so on. Interestingly, Excel for Mac 2008 and earlier used the 1904 date system. With that system, day 1 was January the 1st, 1904. It was something to do with how Apple decided to track dates on the Mac. However, all versions of Excel for Mac that were released after 2008 use the 1900 system. When you type a date into a cell, as long as you type it in using a valid date format, Excel displays a date in the cell. But there's still a numeric value behind the scenes. When it comes to times, the value 1 represents a 24-hour period. The value 0.5 represents midday, because it's halfway through the day. The value 0.75 represents 6 p.m, because that's 3/4 of the way through the day. In other words, a time is a representation of the value 1 stored as a decimal number. You can then format the cell to display that decimal number as a time. In addition to Excel's predefined number formats, you can also define your own. And these are known as custom number formats. And you do this via the number section of the Format Cells dialog box. Suppose you want to display thousands with a K instead of lots of zeros. You create a custom number format and apply the format to the cells containing the numbers. Custom number formats use a coding system that seems intimidating at first, but once you understand the basics, they are incredibly useful. Now, everything I've talked about so far is manual formatting. You choose a cell or cells and apply a format, job done. But what if your formatting could respond to your data? What if cells could automatically change appearance based on their values? That is conditional formatting, applying formatting based on a condition or criteria. And this is done via the conditional formatting button on the ribbon's home tab. Click it and you'll see several options: highlight cells, top bottom values, data bars, color scales, and icon sets. Highlight cell rules. Let's look at that one first. You set up formatting based on certain conditions. So for example, if the value in the cell is greater than 100, set the background color of the cell to green and the font color to white. Or if the value in the cell is less than the value in another cell, set the background color of the cell to red. If the cell contains specific text, set the background color of the cell to yellow. I often see this used in reports and dashboards where you want important information to stand out. Let's say you're tracking project deadlines. You could set up conditional formatting so that any date in the past shows with a red background, and instantly you can see which tasks are overdue. Or if you're managing a budget, you could highlight any expense over £1,000. If the data updates, the formatting updates automatically. You're not manually colouring cells every time something changes. The next type of rule I'll look at is the top-bottom rules, and they are great for quickly identifying outliers in your data. You can format the top 10 values, the bottom 10%, above average, below average. So, say you're looking at sales figures across different regions, you could instantly highlight your top performers or your underperformers. Aside from the highlight cell rules, there are other types of conditional formatting. Data bars put a little bar chart right inside each cell, proportional to the value. So, if you've got a column of sales figures, larger numbers get longer bars. You get an instant visual sense of the relative values without even reading the numbers. It's particularly effective when you're presenting data to others. The story of your data becomes immediately obvious. Color scales apply a gradient of colors across your data range. The lowest values might be red, middle values yellow, highest values green. Or you can use a two-color scale, or even customize exactly which colors you want and where. And this is perfect for heat map style visualizations. Imagine you've got a grid showing sales by product and by month. With a color scale, you can instantly see patterns and trends. Icon sets add little symbols to your cells. There's a predefined set of them. You've got arrows pointing up and down, you've got traffic lights, you've got stars, you've got flags, and these are great for status indicators. You could have green circles for projects that are on track, yellow for at risk, and red for critical issues. And of course, the icons update based on the cell values. So your status dashboard is always current. Here's something that catches people out. You can have multiple conditional formatting rules on the same cell, and they apply in order. If you go to conditional formatting and then choose manage rules from the menu, you'll see all the rules that have been set up for the selection or for the whole worksheet. And from here, you can edit them, you can delete them, and you can reorder them, and you can create new rules from scratch. And this is where you can create more sophisticated rules using formulas. With formula-based conditional formatting, you can create rules like, if the value in column C is greater than the value in column D, format this cell. So in other words, this cell might be in column A, so you're not limited to looking at the cell's own value anymore. Just before I wrap up, to summarise, formatting and conditional formatting might not seem to be as obviously powerful as formulas and functions, but they are essential skills for anybody working with Excel. They transform raw data into information, they make patterns visible, and they guide the eye to what matters. And with conditional formatting, they make your spreadsheets dynamic and responsive. So, my advice is to open up a spreadsheet and experiment with formatting. Try out conditional formatting with different rules. See what works for you. And as always, the best way to learn this is to use it. Thanks for listening, and if you've got any questions or comments, please submit them via the contact form on the exceltrainer.co.uk website. Or if you're listening to this via the website, you can post them into the comments section at the bottom of this page.